Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
A listener got in contact with us on the subject of grief. They've lost a sibling recently, and our thoughts are with you in that regard. But they felt that they haven't had sufficient opportunity or sufficient means to talk about their grief because another sibling, for want of a better expression, never stops talking about their grief. So here's two people, both of whom've lost a relative. One of them keeps talking about it all the time, which they're entitled to do, but the other one feels they can't. And they can't talk through their grief. And you know, if you lose someone, we've all lost someone important to us at some stage in our lives. One of the most helpful and cathartic things you can do when you've lost someone is talk about them, tell stories about them, you know, talk about the little weird things they used to do or the things you remember. It's very, very helpful, and it almost helps you to get through it. But what if you can't do that because another person keeps doing it all the time with the best will in the world, with no badness intended? Evie Flynn is an integrative counsellor and psychotherapist and is based in Youghal. Evie, it's the most natural thing in the world to talk about someone who's gone, but if you dominate the conversation, someone else is dealing with it in a vacuum. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, PJ. Yeah, that's right. And yeah, your poor listener, obviously they've had a huge loss, and instead of being in a position where they're being supported, they find that they're maybe being left outside on the verge is a little. And, you know, I suppose grief and loss, any kind of loss, even a relationship, can bring up a lot of things, especially in our family of origin, if that's where the loss is. And very often, you know, when we're growing up, we have different values, and you know, some of us might develop a value when we're growing up that we put other people's needs first, for example. Mm-hmm. And at times like this, it can become very problematic. And I guess if we were to lift the lid on this a little bit, we might be looking at that, you know, like what are the listeners, you know, values, and, you know, what might happen? Like, it sounds like this could be an unconscious process, which means that what's going on in the relationship is happening outside the listener's explicit awareness or conscious control. So
I do get, you know, from reading, yeah, the original email, which we're not broadcasting it, but I have it yeah, in front of me. This is one sibling talking a lot about their grief, and if you like, dominating the conversation so that the other doesn't feel they're getting a look in, and that, you know, they're trying to deal with this and process this on their own, in their own head.
Yeah. So I guess, like, firstly, what's stopping them from bringing themselves in? Or if they feel maybe that this isn't a space that they can include themselves, where the other person needs to always, you know, maybe there's a dynamic there where her one person is used to taking the limelight. I'm not sure. But also, I guess for the listener, what's stopping them from coming in? Like, what are they afraid might happen? Is it that if I come in that I won't be listened to maybe, or that the other, you know, what comes up for them? Like, what are the thoughts?
Yes.
You know, is it I'm afraid they'll, or is it I'm afraid I'll be, you know, is it something like that? And if it's something that they find themselves in the situation a lot, is it possible perhaps for them to get support, to look to other places for support, you know, such as therapy, or, you know, or even if this is a recurring theme, if it's constant with the sibling, can it be suggested that they might look to get support somewhere else? Mm. For example, you know, the HSE has a helpline, a grief helpline, or St. Francis Hospice has a grief ebook, which is available on their website. But I guess it's time to ask, like, everything, you know, what is it about this dynamic that keeps me on the fringes? Like, why can't I come onto the pitch as well and open up about
it? It sounds a little bit, Evie, like, you know, in any family at a time like this, there's a strong one. There's a strong, silent one who seems to quietly get on with everything, helps to coordinate things, helps to plan, because there's a heck of a lot of planning when someone dies.
Yeah.
And they get on with it. And everyone around them appreciates how well they've done in just getting on with it and putting... They don't sometimes remember to ask, but Mary, how are you, really? Are you all right?
Yeah.
You're there, you're in control, you're doing everything right, but are you okay? Who's minding you?
Yeah, what a wonderful question to ask somebody. Like, truly wonderful just to think of somebody else. And I think you've hit the nail on the head that perhaps this listener is coming across as a stronger one, you know, the stronger, wiser one who doesn't need support. And the other may be the one who is, you know, maybe demands it, needs it, really can't cope, actually, you know, who needs to talk about it. So, yeah, what a wonderful thing to ask somebody. How are you doing?
Because you're minding everybody else. It's just, it's something that occurs to me, and I listen to 100 people's stories a month here on the program, and sometimes I often think it, like, you're talking to me about looking after your child, or you're talking to me about taking care of your parents. Who's taking care of you? It sounds to me here like our listener is that person who has been the strong one and the silent one who carried everything. And now they're going, actually, I'm not as good as they, you know, I'm not as good as people
I'm
think
suffering
I am.
Too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, none of us are superhuman, and that's it. Like, everybody needs to grieve, and maybe sometimes people need people to, other people to think of them. You know, how is this one who's strong and doing everything, how are they coping? And, I guess for the listener to, you know, to actively get some support for themselves, you know, prioritize themselves. It's like the oxygen mask on the plane. You know, we're always being told we need to prioritize ourselves first. And, you know, the other thing is that if this is something that's really becoming problematic in the relationship, you know, with a sibling, for example, you know, there's the analogy, for example, of, do we keep, you know, for example, if we're in a situation and two of us are sharing a house together and there's one car and you learn how to drive and I allow you to drive me everywhere and you keep facilitating that. I'm just wondering, is it that, you know, are you kind of preventing me from developing my own self-development? Are you caretaking me, basically, as opposed to giving me care by offering me support and directing me to it?
The last line of the email is telling, Evie, actually. It says, I don't want to minimize my sibling's grief, but I do need to grieve myself.
Yeah. So this is about maybe taking a step back and attending to themselves, getting the support where they're finding the support where they'll get it, because it sounds like either the sibling is unaware, you know, of the listener's grief, which is, and I'm wondering, is it possible for the listener to open up to their sibling and tell them what's going on for them, that they're really struggling too, that they're finding it very difficult to bring themselves in. And even that,
they need to
even just to open up
find
and
an opportunity to start that conversation, be it with the, with the sibling or maybe with a close friend.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really struggling at the moment.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Nobody coaches us for this.
No. Sounds to me like there's a dam waiting to burst, and when that dam does burst, it needs to be allowed to burst with great care.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the right person.
Talk to someone for sure. In the first instance, Evie, do you think it needs to be a professional, or could it just be a close friend? Or maybe bring it up with your sibling and say, you know what, I'm actually not doing too well here. Can I talk to you about it for a bit?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on the sibling.
And the relationship
if
there.
The listener is confident that she'll feel met, absolutely. But it's, I mean, if she's, yeah, I mean, why not try? This is an opportunity to find out about the relationship.
Yeah.
If the listener is prepared to do that, you know, so exactly what you're saying, you know, I'm really struggling too.
Yeah.
I don't find it as easy to talk about it as you do, but I'm really struggling.
You never know. There might be a recognition there and they might turn out to be your best supporter in the end. Evie, thank you very much for that. That's Evie Flynn, counsellor and psychotherapist based in Youghal. Thank you for that. It's a difficult situation. Very, very difficult situation.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.